First Timothy chapter 6, starting at verse 6. Paul writes, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith, and they have pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, Timothy, man of God, flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to keep their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." This ends the reading of God's word this morning. May God bless it. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are good to us, and we thank you for your word today. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will come now and teach us once more about this lesson. And we pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. People of the Quaker faith are known for having not a lot of possessions and being quite happy with it. There's a story about a young Quaker man who lived in his neighborhood and was watching one of his neighbors move in. And moving van after moving van came in, and out came electronics of all different sorts, and every kind of furniture and wall hangings and paintings and every kind of gadget you can think of came out of those moving vans. And he just watched it in amazement, how his neighbor seemed to have every luxury that they ever needed. So he walked over to his neighbor's house, wanting to give them a little bit of advice in a good humor sort of way. And he said, "Hi, I'm John, I'm your neighbor, and I happen to be a Quaker. You know, us Quakers, we're known for not owning a whole lot. So if there is something that you need that perhaps you don't have in your house, just let me know, and I'll tell you how to live without it." This is our good word for the day. Timothy works for Paul in the ministry, and Paul has some advice for Timothy about contentment and being okay, being happy with what he has in his ministry. And how I like how Paul puts it, you know, we can't take anything out of this world. And that is so true. What does it mean to be content? It means to be happy and satisfied with the way your life is. It means to find happiness in what little you have. It means to find joy in what God gives you, and to find your contentment and that happiness in Him. It means knowing that you have everything given to you by God and you are taken care of. That you don't have to strive too hard for more because you're going to be okay. Contentment. Paul's been in the ministry for a while, pretty seasoned, and he's teaching Timothy about the ministry, about traveling and seeing different sites, different people, and I'm sure Paul has seen it all. I'm sure Paul has seen every excess that there is, that people have, and trying to teach them the way of Christ and navigate faith and hope in the midst of having a lot of stuff and finding contentment in Christ. That was Paul's goal as he traveled in his missionary journeys. And God gave him a partner in ministry named Timothy, a young man that he could teach, a young man that he could pour into his knowledge and carry on the ministry. And one of the most important messages that Paul has for Timothy is this concept, this notion of being content, of giving God a chance to provide for you and not trying to grab for yourself everything out of the world, allowing God to give you what you need. It's that open hand versus closed hand, trying to grab for what you can. There's a story about a shipping magnet. Back when shipping magnets were all the rage, I guess. Back in the 30s, when people gathered excess wealth for shipping, from shipping. He was down at the docks and he was looking at all of his ships and he was thinking of acquiring another one. And he came across a fisherman sitting there with his small fishing boat, and he was disgusted. He was disgusted at that little fisherman with his little fishing boat because he was sitting there on the dock and he wasn't working. He was being kind of lazy. And this shipping magnate didn't get where he was being lazy. Let's just say that. So he had a conversation with this little fisherman and he said, you know, what are you doing? You all done fishing for the day? I mean, it was rather early. And he said, yeah, I'm all done fishing for the day. I've got what I need for the day. And he said, well, why are you satisfied with that? He said, why don't you go out and get more fish so you can make more money? And then, in turn, when you are making more money, then perhaps you can buy a better boat. And if you have a better boat, maybe you can haul in more fish and buy better nets. And then when you get better nets, maybe you can buy a fleet of boats. And it's just nonstop from there. I mean, man, you could be really successful if you just get back out there and start fishing again. And the man thought, that might be okay. He said, you need to get out there and keep working and keep acquiring, and then someday you'll be rich like me. Fisherman said, fair enough. He said, then what? What do I do once I'm rich? And the rich man said, well, then you can relax and enjoy the easy life. And the fisherman said, well, that's what I'm doing now. He just didn't get it, did he? Just didn't get it. That fisherman was content. He had enough fish for the day. He had enough income for the day. And he was content with the way things were because God had provided for him. And God provides for us. Provides for our daily needs. I love that in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this bread. Give us this, our daily bread. We don't ask for 2 weeks' worth of bread, just in case. God always provides for our daily needs, and our daily needs lead to contentment, happiness. Are you content? Are you happy? Do you have that deep down sense of well-being that God will provide for you for today? We don't have the need to grab. We don't have the need to go out and make more and acquire more. My friends, you and I have everything we need right now. How many of us had food to eat today? And good food, by the way, Ahart. How many of us got here in a car? How many of us slept in a bed last night with a roof over our heads? How many of us will go home and will have more food? Enough food. How many of us came to church naked? None. We have what we need. And life is good. The secret to contentment lies in faith, lies in looking to the Lord to provide for all our needs. He gives us the smarts, and He gives us the passion and the drive to go out there and make a living for ourselves, doesn't He? I mean, it just doesn't secretly appear. We got to work for what we get. But He provides that for us in a multitude of ways. He desires that for us. So let's remember this psalm. Psalm 34:10. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And He is good. Amen. Let's pray.